All right. Welcome to Investment Banking Insights. This is the only show dedicated to helping you learn both the technical and non-technical aspects of the investment banking process. Hello, my name is Alex Mason and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today we're going to be talking about another fundamental interview question that is super important, particularly as you really get into knowing a particular firm and you're interviewing with them. And that is, why do you want to work here? Now, let's unpack this question. Why would someone ask this? Well, of course, if an interviewer is asking you general questions about, tell me about yourself, why do you want to work in banking? They're kind of getting a general sense of, okay, who are you and do you really want to do this? Once you kind of get into a more narrow scope of why do you want to work here, what the bank is trying to understand is why do you care about us instead of, say, our competitors? And this can be a tricky one that a lot of candidates get stuck on because they may have done the preparation of their pitch. They can recite it word for word, be very fluid with it. Maybe they have a really strong sense of why they want to do banking. But deep down, the candidate is thinking, well, I really just want a job. I don't really care what firm I work at. And I want to caution you against that mindset because that can really hurt you when it comes to answering this question and ultimately securing the job. Because remember, in order to secure the job, you have to be able to connect with the person on the other side of the table or on the other side of the Zoom call, whatever the case may be. So how do you answer this question? Well, when it comes to why do you want to work here specifically, think about what makes the firm unique. What is it about that bank or even that particular group, if you're interviewing for a particular group, that you're really attracted to? So, for example, you might look at a company's annual report. Let's say that you're interviewing for a bulge bracket like a JP Morgan, a Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, those kinds of companies. These are publicly traded companies, which means that you have the advantage of looking up a ton of information about that bank and doing your research beforehand. So one thing that you can do, and I've done this, is look at the annual reports for that company on the company's website. Just go to their investor relations section of their website, pull out their 10K or annual report, and then just start reading. Just get to know the firm. What are the firm's strategic priorities? What did they do last year? And then specifically in their banking division, how did things go last year? How were revenues? How were profits? What kinds of changes did they make? Did they do any big deals that they're really proud of and that they're advertising? Those are things that you want to know because it gives you the tools and the ammunition to go into that interview and be able to talk about those things. So a big part of answering this question well is doing your research. Other sources other than annual reports, sometimes companies publish sustainability reports or diversity reports that talk about things like their mentorship programs, ways that they've given back to their community. Those may be things that really resonate with you. So you want to actually learn what those things are so you can talk about them in an interview. Another great source of information to answer this question well is your prior conversations with bankers at that firm. So this is really important. Make sure you're doing your coffee chats and talking with people who actually work there because you're going to learn so much in such a short period of time. If you ask thoughtful questions in these prior interactions, you're going to learn kind of what the culture of that firm is. And these are the things that you can't really get as good of a sense of from the annual report or from printed materials online. You're going to be able to get a better sense of who that company really is by talking to the people who work there. So try to understand, what does a typical day look like for you? What are some of the challenges that you face when you hit the desk that you didn't realize that you were gonna face? And then try to understand what of those things are really unique to that firm. And you're gonna learn that more and more. You're gonna get a better sense of that as you go through the recruiting process and you start talking to people from different firms. You're gonna start to be able to tell the differences in culture. And so that's a really key thing that you can then bring up in an interview, and it'll just be a very easy flowing answer because you'll have the experience of having done the prep work, getting to know the firm, reading the materials online, and talking to people. Those are really the two key things that I would do and that I did in order to get to know the firm well. Okay, that's what I got here on Investment Banking Insights today. Thank you so much for joining me on YouTube. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Actually, like seeing the subscriber numbers actually go up a little bit, and I didn't know how quickly this thing would start getting views and whatnot, but I'm really grateful that you're here. Thank you for listening to the pod, audio only. I love you too. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.